morning and happy Friday. This is Chris Abraham from ChrisCast, and I am starting a podcast in the middle of a lot of beep, beep, beeping and construction going on outside the window so I can hear what that sounds like after all the processing and all the compression and stuff. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm at chrisabraham.com. You can hear me at anchor.fm/chrisabraham. And I'm probably even going to post this at runner.us, R-N-N-R.us. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today I'm going to tell you who the F I am. Who am I? I'm 24601. Anyway, is that right? 24601, is that? 24601. Les Miserables lyrics. There we go. So I'm going to name this episode 24601 for the people who are in on the Broadway joke and who love Les Miserables and who think that Jean Valjean rocks. Anyway, so let me explain myself. The reason why I probably like musicals and the theater is because of me mum. I was born in 1970 in Jersey City, New Jersey, in a Catholic hospital, the name of which I forget. It's like Mother Mary, something like that. And my parents had been married for 3 years. They were hip and happening New Yorkers. They had a pad. My mom was from Jersey City. I remember where my dad was from. I just can't remember. A town right next to where Rutgers University is. So Rutgers University is right there. And my grandparents are from New Brunswick. Is that right? Perth Amboy, South Amboy. Anyway, so my dad was from there, kind of near the Amboys, and my mom was from Jersey City, and she is from many, many Jersey City people. And they lived together in an apartment overlooking the Hudson called Weehawken in North Jersey. I think it's probably hipster central now. And little happy home. I have a beautiful watercolor of my dad painting the city skyline, which included, I dare say, the Twin Towers, I believe. And back in those days, Weehawken was very kind of shipping and that kind of thing, really rough and tumble. In fact, New York in total, Northern Jersey, New York, all that area was a complete garbage hole. People weren't very happy with New York in the 70s. It was always, always, always bankrupt. But I lived, my parents moved from Weehawken when I was one and moved me to East 35th Street in Murray Hill, New York. Is that Murray Hill? And East 35th, Murray Hill. Murray Hill, Manhattan. And so I was there as a little child. My very first best friend is named Louis Goldberg. He owns an agency called KCSA.com. And so we're both in communications. Wouldn't you think we were blabbermouths? I was born Irish Catholic, and I was not confirmed, but I was baptized Irish Catholic by an Irish Catholic, Irish, totally, totally Irish, fully Irish family called the Dunns, D-U-N-N, from County Mayo. Can't tell you how many times I was told that growing up. Now, this is the faulty memory of a boy, only boy son, to a mom who died in 2012. So I'm doing the best I can from remembering details. So it's obviously crap. I had three aunts, Aunt Arlene, Aunt Maureen and Arlene. Oh, drats. Anyway, my first school was a preschool, which was a Jewish preschool that was in a building, and our playground was on asphalt on the roof. I remember it was surrounded by a lot of other taller buildings, so we were pretty much contained, and the forward-facing wall was a giant wire fence. And I remember playing up there. I remember nap time in bunk beds, or I think it was bunk beds. It was that camp with Lewis, and tying things together and being up when we should have been, being up and talking when we should have been napping. I remember all that fun stuff. I remember the doorman at 240 East 35th Street. I remember across the street there was a... Here comes a helicopter. Can you hear that? Across the street, it's a Sikorsky military helicopter. Anyway, I remember across the street there was sort of an urban park for kids. It wasn't the fancy stuff, but I think it had monkey bars and stuff like that. And I remember this place called the Cattleman. I remember that was my favorite place to have my birthday parties. I remember that my parents told me that we were moving to Hawaii. I remember as a little kid that we took a holiday in Venezuela. Resort. It might have been in Caracas. I believe that when I was 4 or 5, my parents took me to Caracas. And I remember during the time we were there, which was well guarded, I remember there was a coup d'etat and all the lights went off and we were kept in our rooms and protected, and the entire place flew with men with, I guess, rifles or AKs or something. And while we were there, when I was 4 or 5 or early 6, I think 5, I think there was a coup d'etat in Venezuela. I'll look that up on the history. And I remember when I came back, I was super sick, I think, with some sort of whooping cough or some sort of great sick, and kind of almost died. And my parent and my Irish side and my dad's side, the Abrahams, were immigrants from, there's a beep, hear that beep? They were immigrants from Slovakia, they were Slavs, Slav immigrants. I remember them being from Czechoslovakia and from Hungary. But I remember them coming here when it was still the Austro-Hungarian Empire. I remember there being relatives from Buda and Pest, which were separated by the Danube? I don't know. I'm an American. I don't know time, space. I lived in Berlin for the total of 3 years and never visited Prague and never visited Budapest because I thought I had an infinite amount of time. And I still do. I'm alive. 24601. What happened then? Oh, as a result, my dad made some bad business decisions, decided he wanted to bail. This is his story. Decided he wanted to bail New York, wanted beaches and bikinis instead of bridges and black and white film, because he was a photographer. I think Maloney, Abraham, and Dunn got screwed by Maloney, and my dad took a bail and decided to give my mom a false choice between moving to Caracas and moving to Hawaii, where my mom had visited, and I believe we had gone on holiday together. But anyway, we moved to Hawaii, moved into a kind of garden-style apartment, a cheapy place right by the airport, right by H&L, called a little place called Salt Lake. Not Salt Lake, Utah, Salt Lake, Oahu. And I was all of a sudden a freaking howly, a little white kid who was giant, but still a little white kid with no friends or family, only child. So I'm really good at fighting and pretending like I'm tough. But that happened eventually. At first, I was just a totally blonde-haired kid who didn't know anything. But luckily, I had a beautiful, amazing elementary school to go to. It was, it is called Ali Manu Elementary, and I had Mrs. Meow and Mrs. Kai and all these awesome teachers from K through 6. And I was kind of a nerdy kid, kind of didn't like field day, spent a lot of time hanging out with the nerdy kids, loved drawing, loved reading, loved shadowing my dad and learning how to be a photographer. Some of the cool things I remember my dad did is over at the elementary school, Ali Manu Intermediate, behind the school there's a giant field, which is where we had our field day, and I remember him bringing home big boxes and taking the kids and me, my friends and I, taking us to that hill and sliding down it like as if they were winter sledding down the giant grassy hills. I also remember my dad buying me a model rocket set and going out. I don't know if the other kids had it, but going out and like blasting rockets with the little parachutes out there. So it was cool. It was cool. Had a total crush on a girl named Melanie Sakai. I believe a little girl named Michelle Meow had a total crush on me. It was our love triangle. I should have loved Michelle Meow instead of Melanie Sakai, because I think Melanie Sakai liked this Chinese guy named Paul. But Paul was such a stud. He played basketball, and he was, 0% body fat for, like, you know, an elementary school kid. He had huge sex appeal. And there was another kid. There were two of the studly kids. And then there was little old me. I would do such stupid things, like totally nice guy syndrome. I would make my parents buy me a stupid theater level dog suit for Halloween and then implore them to take me to where she lived and go to her door and go trick or treat and just all kinds of really dumb stuff. Anyway, so much fun. Good times. But I knew that there was no way that I was going to go to Ali Manu Intermediate School. And by the time I reached 5th grade, going into 6th grade, my final year there, my parents moved from... My dad got an office downtown, was tired of doing the commute. I believe... During that time, it's really dark because my dad had a motorcycle to get from Ali Manu Elementary area, Salt Lake. It was 175, I think, 125, little motorcycle, to take him downtown to work. And I believe during that time between first grade and sixth grade, I believe my dad got hit by a car and ended up almost losing his leg and being in the hospital for almost a year. He thanks the people at Straub Hospital because in the mid-70s, all the doctors were coming home from Vietnam. And so he had amazing, and Hawaii was paradise between the Nam and the rest of the United States. So a lot of amazing meatball crack surgeons like the people from MASH were coming and making their day at Straub. So my dad had Vietnam quality meatball surgeons keeping his leg on him, and he had his leg until the day he died. Walked and run, and just he had this giant giant hole in his leg, but he had perfect mobility. Very athletic guy, loved to swim and scuba dive, so nothing, he didn't even limp. My dad didn't even have a freaking limp after that. Anyway, his leg was in so many pieces. He had an outboard. I think I did a lot of acting out. It was crazy times. But anyway, My parents ended up moving to downtown right by the library along Punchbowl right there, kind of at the base of Punchbowl National Cemetery. And so my parents made me take the city bus in the morning all the way from, Honolulu Public Library to Aliamanu Elementary Distance. So, wow, it was only 6.1. It was only 6.1 miles. It was very close. I guess I could have run it. But my goodness. Oh, wow, the airport has become Daniel K. Inouye, an international airport. That's a long time. But back in the day, I had to take a bus from... I had to walk down from the hill. Had to take a bus that was right in front of the library. That would take me... Did that take me to Ala Moana, to where the bus terminal is? And then I had to transfer to the bus that took me directly to, to Aliamanu area, Salt Lake area. So I had to do a connection. And so that was, by that time, and because I was a latchkey kid, and because, like, that was just pretty normal kind of levels of responsibility in Hawaii, it was normal. I remember my friends, Artin Frankie, I remember they and I would take the bus down to the harbor, and we'd go to Chinatown, and we'd buy aku belly, and we'd use aku belly. Oh, we'd take our fishing poles. We'd get on the bus. We'd go downtown. We'd buy aku belly from Chinatown, where they have the fish market, because we were told that aku belly is like the best place, the best way to be able to catch papio. And papio are baby ulua, and ulua is a delicious, yummy Hawaiian fish that can be fished for right off the water's edge. So we were trying to get papio. Was it papio? My head. It's been so long. I'm glad I'm recording this, because maybe when I get Alzheimer's, I won't remember this. I don't know if we ever caught any. I don't remember bringing any home, but it was so much fun to do and so much fun. Also, what I did between 1 and 6 is I had this crappy bike that my parents bought me that was a wonderful bike when I was a little kid, like a baby. But they kept on upgrading it, and when all my friends had mongooses and redlines, I had this, like, awful, awful kiddie bike that was upgraded to try to be sort of like... a redline or a mongoose bike, and I felt really ghetto. That's why I buy really expensive bikes now, because I really felt like, you know, I was carrying around a really heavy, awful bike that was not BMX. It had BMX. I don't know. My memory is very bad of it. I was afraid. My parents were going through much stuff trying to get adjusted to Hawaii, and with my dad's accident and almost dying and all that other kind of stuff. I'm surprised first that we didn't move back to New Jersey, where the folks were. That was brave or stupid. But secondly, I didn't want to ever ask for anything, right? So I would make hints that, like, I'll do anything for the bike. Please don't give me anything. Don't even give me lunch. I want the bike. But that said, pissing and moaning, 24601. I had so much fun on the bike. We had free rein. I was a total latchkey kid. My friends and I would run around. There was this other school. What was it called? Moanalua Elementary School? What's the other elementary school? I want to go back, Moanalua. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the huma huma nuku nuku apua go swimming by. Moanalua High School is there. Where is this? I do not know. Maybe it's not there anymore. Salt Lake Boulevard. Foster Villages. Salt Lake Elementary School. Okay. Salt Lake Elementary School is where, I remember that's where Michelle Meow and Melanie Sakai went there for Japanese school after school. We used to ride our bikes there and watch them creep and spy on them. And then there was this awesome mountain behind it. I'm trying to find out what the name of the mountain is. It's called Ho'aloha Park. We thought that was a big mountain. And right before, another thing is right where I lived, it was called, the place I lived was right across from Salt Lake Shopping Center. And it is called, it doesn't have a name on it here. I'm looking on the map, sorry. But right where Salt Lake Moanalua Public Library is and where Salt Lake Boulevard goes, we didn't have a Salt Lake Moanalua Public Library. But that whole area there used to be a giant, we called it the Monster Field. It was this giant undeveloped area, and eventually ended up becoming Salt Lake Boulevard all the way across the, it basically cut through. Before Salt Lake Boulevard happened, everybody would have to go along Lakini Street, up through Napunani Street, and up like that, like to Moanalua Gardens. Anyway, but once we got that main road, it popped us right through to kind of directly from Salt Lake to Moanalua. Hey, I think I have a call in 6 minutes, so I guess this is only the years between birth and the end of elementary school. What else happened during elementary school? I don't know. Lots of stuff. I remember my mom and dad. My dad was a photographer. My mom would not ever hesitate, or my dad would never hesitate to pull me out of school to go to fly to the Big Island, for example, and see Kilauea erupt. Never hesitated to take me out of school for days and days if my dad had an off-island commercial photo shoot for a hotelier. Lots and lots and lots of time outside of school in order to enrich me for all kinds of good stuff like that. I also remember going to camp. Let's see what the name of Camp North Shore Oahu. Let's see. You know what? I don't know why. I need to change back to Google as my default browser. Camp Erdman. Camp Erdman, which is now owned by the YMCA of Honolulu, is the kind place where I would be on weekends with elementary school kids. And it was so awesome because as an only child, being able to spend overnighters with my friends was freaking amazing. Also, what else? A big thing everybody wanted to do was to go to, there was the, military beach open to civilians. One of the big places to go, Bellows, going to Bellows Field Beach Park. So Bellows Beach was the cool place, was actually military place, but like on certain days you could go, and the family loved to go there. Also, family loved to go to Alawai Park, Alamoana Park, Kapiolani Park. And I remember that my braces were being taken care of by an orthodontist in Kailua. And I remember after my mom gave me my initial visits, I had to take the bus over the Pali by myself to go get my checks. And I remember right by the office, there was this amazing old school toy store. I don't remember what that was. Anyway, it's 10:57. I will stop now. All the memories. 24601. I will make this 24601 part one. It's the episode two of Chris Cast, the early years. I am going to get all this fun stuff done before I go into my cultural exploration and all that other stuff. I will talk all about myself first and my egoism, my confidence, what I've learned, things I've learned, places I've lived, and all that other stuff before I go into critiquing culture so you know me better. All right. Mahalo nui loa. And I will talk to you soon. Who am I? I'm 24601. You can reach me at chrisabraham.com, chris@abraham.su, plus 1-202-352-5051 gets me voice and text, although I don't answer to calls that I don't recognize. And also www.rnnr.us, and my company is GerrisCorp, GERR.IS, and you can reach my GerrisCast at GERR.IS/podcast. Whew, on every place social media, I am at Chris Abraham. So you can follow me on Twitter, you can try me on Facebook, you can follow me there, and all that other fun stuff. Anyway, all right, I really got to go now. Talk to you soon. I really had a lot of fun. I hope you did too. Ciao. We'll be right back.